Well, it's really important to come to these things. It's so sad to see that Jeffrey is the only teen in his meeting when this is a time that is so important for us to be not alone, when this is a time when we need to see that we're together and that we can see from each other and learn from each other and listen to each other. This is the most important time because if we don't know that, maybe we won't end up wanting to be Quaker. And that's why I come here, so I can help others and so I can help myself.
Seeking the light by yourself gets lonesome and lonely, and it's better to do it in a group.
One of the things that it gives me is it refreshes my confidence and it refreshes my memory of what other Quakers are like. People all around the country, specifically this time the Midwest, can all come back together and still be some of the best friends you can have.
I think that, well, as a teenager, I can say that being with people my age and a social life is something that's really important to me. And until I came to this youth Quake, that was something that was completely separate from my Quakerism. And being here and seeing that they could be the same, that Quakerism and a social situation could be the same situation, that had a huge effect on me.
I was at a meeting belonging a not in the Quake, and the query we were dealing with was what was important to today young Quakers. And I was the youngest person. The ages range up to 50s. And by the end of it, I think most of the committee members were in tears because we were remembering our past experiences, and it was so intense. Even for some of the people, it was a decade since they were a teen, because teens wait months at a time to be in a community like that. And sometimes it's a painful process. You count down the days even. So it is so powerful, it sticks with you.
My name is Carolyn, and I am what is known as a friendly adult presence, and I attend a lot of Quaker gatherings and high school retreats. And it's my observation that when we are living in the world, we are, as Quakers, strangers in a strange land. That we are living in an environment that is contradictory in so many ways to everything we believe in and the way we know God wants the world to be. That when we come together like this to build community and to create a community that we all long for in our everyday lives, that it gives us hope and courage to go back to our everyday lives and witness what it is to be a Quaker.
I remember when I went through the Young Friends program in Baltimore for 4 years, it was like holding my breath every 2 to 3 months between conferences. And it was knowing that such a special place existed and trying to take that back with me out into the world. And now as a staff member, trying to be here as a presence to somehow start to give back and give the opportunity to other high schoolers. I know it really, really shaped who I became, and I want to be there to help others now.